Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Path to Good podcast. This is VIP Desk Connect's podcast about how we're making our company an even more amazing place to work. And as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Maggie.
Hey, Jen. Hey, Sally.
And Sally.
Hi, guys. Hi, everyone.
So this is the first episode of the second season of our podcast. We are very excited. And I think we want to start by sharing some really exciting news. So, Sally, why don't you let all of the people know what has happened since we last spoke to them?
Oh, it's my pleasure. With a big drum roll, we are officially certified as a B Corporation.
Yay!
Yes, this was a two-year effort. Team effort chasing down this certification. We're all very excited.
Yes. And we started this podcast to really tell everyone about this journey. And so now that we are actually a B Corp, it just feels really amazing after 2 years of work. I'm very excited. So I think we want to just take some time today to reflect on kind of what that means for us going forward, for us personally, and for us as a company going forward, now that we have this certification. And so, Maggie, why don't you start and just share a little bit with us about the process and kind of how you're feeling about our amazing B Corp certification.
Okay, I feel relieved and very joyful about the process, because it was a lot of work. And I think back to when we started on the journey, when we were all at a conference, and things just weren't kind of feeling right with us, sitting right. We were trying to figure out a strategic direction for our company. And we kind of knew there was something missing, that there wasn't something that was really making us whole, a full person. And we all kind of came to the same idea that we really, really felt in tune to the B Corp principles, and knew that that's what would make us just have the energy to bring to the company. We're a growing company, but we knew that this would just really project us to the next level. And it was something that we could all get on board with, felt good about. It resonated us. And we just knew it was the right thing to do. So that's what it means to me. Obviously, I'm in the recruiting for those who have been listening to us for over the past year. And it just felt good to me about the focus on our team members and that living wage. That just really resonated with me. And I knew that we would do better by everybody who worked for our company, and kind of set a standard for other companies in our same space to maybe follow us, for us to be a leader in there. We know it matters. We made a commitment. It was a two-year process to go through, but I feel really good, and I feel joy. That's my word.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of work, which I've mentioned a couple times, but it really was. And so I feel like now that we have this certification, it feels very validating that a lot of the changes that we have been making over the last couple of years to get our team members up to that living wage and to make changes to our benefits. Now that we have this certification, I feel like a lot of those efforts have been validated. And in some ways, it actually pushed us to make changes that we knew we had to make. But because of this certification, and we really, really wanted to get it, and we knew we wanted to make these changes anyway, I feel like it pushed us to make changes where we needed to for the team. So I feel really validated that we were recognized for those changes that we made.
Absolutely. I think we want to tell everyone what it means to be a B Corp, right? So B Corporation is a new type of certification, and it is purpose-driven. It means the organization is purpose-driven, and it creates benefit for all stakeholders, not just shareholders. And, you know, I think for us, this really resonated. I agree with what you both have said, because we are in an industry, outsourced customer care, BPO, where, at least in the U.S. and in actually other parts of the world, where, you know, it's one of the lowest hourly kind of entry jobs. And we've struggled, right, to explain why it is we believe it takes a higher skill set to provide an elevated service experience. And this just helps bring those two pieces together, at least for me, We're able to say, this is, we believe a great customer experience starts with great people, and great people need to be taken care of. This seems like common sense, but we really believe it, and it fits with our story beautifully. We feel like keep pushing the boundaries for what we do for our team. And then I'm very proud of our clients, our partners that have given us the chance to prove that is true, right? To stand by us. We're not going to be the same price as the Philippines or nearshore even. But what you get in exchange for that is a much higher level of experience. And it's really thanks to this process that is rigorous, and we could talk about that too. That really looks at all the components of an organization and raises the bar, I think, so to speak, from the area of benefits to company compliance. We could get into that, Jen, if you think that people would find that riveting. Not sure.
I mean, along those lines, I think it is important to know that this is a certification that will require you to make changes to a lot of different things. It's not some easy to get certification that you just send them a check and they give you a logo and you can put it on your website. So there are several different sections of the certification that you have to go through, and they are constantly raising the bar. So once you're certified, it's not like you're certified and then you're done. You're certified and then you have to get recertified. So there are a lot of environmental impacts that you have to meet and that you have to write into your job descriptions that you have goals to have a lower environmental impact. You have to have that as part of your annual reviews that you have goals around environmental impact. If you are manufacturing something, you have to have a low environmental impact in your supply chain. You have to have policies that you will use local vendors and locally source where possible. And so that's just one of many different elements. There are a lot of rules around corporate governance that you have to meet. There are rules around team member benefits and pay that you have to meet. And again, these are things that you're probably going to have to make changes to your current policies, to your current procedures, to your current benefit offerings. So I think it's really important if you want to start down this path that you have someone who is really passionate about it, probably hopefully more than one someone, like a lot of someones who are passionate about it, who are going to be willing to put in this work and who are going to move it forward and kind of champion it, because it's going to require you to really look at a lot of different things and to make changes in many, many different areas of your business. I mean, we changed our bank. Things that you never thought would be part of it, but they are.
For us, we thought it would be super easy because we have a remote workforce, right, in roughly 40 states across the country. And we thought, okay, because we're mostly virtual, this will be a slam dunk for us, at least in the environmental impact. But it's not just that you have that as part of your core structure, it's that you have processes and policies that document your position in these areas. And like you said, Jen, all the way down to job descriptions, all the way out to the reviews that you do with your team each year. And it was rather intensive. There are probably 300 different kinds of questions, and they have a scoring mechanism. And so the good news is if you go to, I don't think we mentioned this, but B Labs, which is a nonprofit, they run the whole process. And it is comprehensive. You can see your score as you go. So I think that was the first depressing step.
Yes.
We
Yeah.
went through
That
it. We were
was
like,
reality.
okay. It was a rough,
Yeah.
rough realization where we saw our first score and we were
Yes.
like, okay, we're not even close, which was really pretty sad. And then we went back through it and we said, okay, we can. This is why it took us 2 years. Of course, if you operate like some of the companies out there that are well known, Warby Parker, Patagonia, Athleta, we're not sure how you pronounce that.
Burton.
Yeah, Allbirds. There's a lot of great companies, and they probably also, to your point, Jen, have champions or teams that have banded together to really work on this for their organizations. But I think for companies out there that think that their supply chain is, good from an environmental impact, that's just one
Yeah,
piece of
right.
the whole equation.
Yeah, and one of the things I think that makes our certification feel extra special, at least to me, is that when we went through the initial assessment, since we don't produce any goods, and so many of the questions were about purchasing and supply chain, we couldn't get any of those points. And so it was like one big area where we thought, oh, we're so good with our environmental impact and what we're trying to do for the team, but there's this whole bucket of points we can't get. And I think even the first time we met with someone from B-Lab and they were looking over our assessment, the person actually said to us, like, I don't know if you guys could actually get certified because there's no way for you to make up these points because you don't manufacture anything.
Oh, but we showed
I
them that.
know. So
Really?
look at
We
that.
took
That
that
as
as
a
a challenge.
challenge.
That was
We're
a
like, oh, they're
challenge.
like,
It
oh,
just,
you think we can't? Well, we
we'll show
will.
you.
Challenge accepted.
Well, and it's a never ending. It doesn't stop once you get certified. You have to keep the process going. So you can look us up on the assessment and see any company that's a B Corp, and we're just over the bar. So we're just really starting the journey as a B Corp ourselves. And that means when they did our onboarding call, we heard that the qualifications will become even more rigorous with time. So that means we'll start to lose points from this day forward, which is, of course, hopefully that won't happen to us because we'll be working on our initiatives as we go.
Yeah, this is really not the end point. I feel like this is just the starting point for our
Right.
journey.
Right. It's like you got to do better. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it.
Yeah.
Do
Well, I think,
better.
and it's fascinating, Maggie, you were on the call with me when we did the onboarding, that what they want is to get the entire team member group, all employees involved directly and get
Absolutely.
them into the beehive. Which is interesting because in there they can take advantage of discounts on, there's companies that produce linens and all kinds of, there's a brownie company. There's all kinds of cool stuff. I just happened to notice
Yes, the food related
that
ones, especially.
one. Yes.
Yes, we like those.
Right. But they definitely made a point of getting the team involved so that they understand what our organization is trying to do. So I found that to be interesting.
Yeah, and the Beehive is the group of employees from companies that are B Corps. And when you're in there, you can connect with other employees of other companies that are B Corps, and they have lots of discounts on things like brownies and ice cream and probably non-food related things. Those are the
Oh,
ones
we might be a little hungry here, huh?
that caught my attention.
Well, they also have regional events.
Yes.
So, for example, our head of technology is in Toronto, and I immediately connected him with a group of fellow B Corps in Toronto so he could have an organization and join them when they have their
Yeah.
get-togethers and their networking events. So I think it's not just, oh, okay, we got this certification, now we're going to use it to justify our position and our values. It's actually a whole community, and I
Yeah.
would say even a movement of trying to, do the right thing for people in this world and then join a community that believes the same thing. So we even have at least one client that's a B Corp beauty counter, and we're really proud. We're proud of them, we're proud to have them as a client, and I think we're proud to be a partner of theirs that's also a B Corp now. So that's pretty
Absolutely.
cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they have conferences, and you can look in your state and find other B Corps in your state. So it's all kind of cool. There are lots of different ways that you can connect with other B Corps, which I think is pretty amazing. And it's great that new B Corps are joining all the time.
Well, and it's fascinating. It's international.
Yeah.
So I don't think
Right.
we realize the number of companies and organizations outside of the US that were part of it. And it's a really growing community. In fact, it's been growing so much internationally that their conference will actually not be held in the US next year or 2021.
January 2021. We're going.
2021.
I think it's Mexico.
Yeah.
So,
And that just speaks to their, the growing wave of B Corps that has extended beyond the United States. So that's really exciting.
There's over 3,000 companies right now that are certified. So by January of 2021, I don't know how many there will be, but that will be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's amazing. Now you'll see it everywhere, the logo. When I'm shopping, I see it. I see it on everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, the milk I buy is a B Corp. The eggs I buy are a B Corp.
Ice cream next to the office,
That's true.
Jenny's.
Jenny's ice cream just
Oh my
opened next to the
goodness.
office. They're a B Corp.
Do not go in there. They make their waffle cones fresh like Italy. Oh my gosh. Just don't. Just
Oh man.
don't. It's so good.
You'll eat 20,
It's
not
pretty
just
nice out
one.
today.
Maybe
I know about 20.
head over there after we finish recording this. Well, I think thank you guys for joining us on this journey. We like to end the podcast by talking about something about our culture that we think makes us unique. And I think we've been talking about that throughout this whole podcast because I think this B Corp principles really have infused themselves into our culture. But I think one of the things that our next steps, as Sally mentioned, they really want you to get your entire team involved in the B Corp process. So we are going to be creating our own little beehive of our team members who want to join us on this B Corp journey of continuous improvement and who are passionate about it and who believe in the certification and believe in our values. And so we want to have our whole team involved or anyone who wants to be involved in our continuous improvement and really helping us keep this certification and continue to grow with the other B Corps. And as the certification evolves, keep up with it.
Awesome. I would say if we have any other fellow B Corp listeners, reach out to
Oh,
us
yeah.
because we want to be connected.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you can always reach out to us. You can email us jen.vincegara@vipdesk.com or sally.hurley@vipdeskconnect.com. Or if you go to our website, there's this little handy contact us, and you can just send us a message through our website. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us on this journey. We are just so excited to finally have our B Corp certification. But like I said, this is just the beginning. So don't worry, the podcast is not going to end. I know that you're all huge fans of our podcast and you want to hear our continued journey. So, thank you so much. Thank you, Maggie and Sally, for being amazing co-hosts.
Thank
Of
you.
course, let's go celebrate at Jenny's Ice Cream. So if you're ever in Old Town Alexandria,
Yay.
support your local B Corp. And we will talk to you guys next time. Bye.